My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about what we've learned by sending out 41.1 million marketing emails.
That's a lot of emails.
I know, mostly by you.
Yes, but you sent out a lot as well.
I send out some, not 41.1 million though.
What's funny is I don't even really know my number. The 41.1, I got it from my ConvertKit. I logged in.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I guess
it's not more.
Yeah, because before that I was on MaraPost. Then before that I was on, I think, AWeber.
Weren't you on Keep before too?
Oh yeah, I was on Keep as well. I still am on Keep for part of my list. In combination of everything, I've probably sent out over 100 million emails.
Yeah. So let's talk about, I guess, the key lessons from you sending over 100 million. Let's talk about all the things, deliverability, spam, all that.
The biggest thing is scrub your list. Everyone's like, wow, you get so much traffic. How many emails do you get? Like, if you had a guess, how many emails do you think I collect a day?
10,000.
Yeah, spot on. It's a bit less than that. Monday was 8,560. Tuesday was 9,897, then 9,434, then 8,669. And that's just English. So I collect even more when you're looking at international. But my English list is, where is it? And it's been going up recently. It hasn't been this high. For like earlier on in the month, it was averaging around 4,000 a day. So I've more so doubled it. But when I look at my total English list, it's around 563,177. With my current growth rate, I'll probably be around like 650 by the end of this month. But the biggest thing, the reason my emails don't grow too fast is I scrub my emails really heavily. If I send you four emails and you don't open up one, I stop sending you emails altogether. And that's what's helped keep my deliverability great. My opens great. My clicks great. You want my emails, I'll keep sending them. If not, if you don't open them, I'm just going to remove you. Because if you keep sending people emails that don't open them, Gmail and Outlook, they just put your emails in the spam box.
What are some numbers you can share right now? What's like your open rates, your deliverability right now?
Sure. So I recently sent out an email to 547,639 people. It had a 28.7% open rate. And keep in mind, after a few more days, it'll hit 30%. That's my average. My click rate was really low on this email, 5.6%. So I only got 30,702 clicks. Again, after a few more days, it'll go up. So maybe I'll end around 32,000, 33,000 clicks. On a good email, like if I really nail it, I can end up getting anywhere from a 30 to 36% open rate. It gets really hard. 30 is more so my average. But click rate, I can end up getting all the way up to like 10% clicks. So like I had one post that was called, the email that I sent was 8 things removed from your website. I had a 34.3% open rate and a 10.3% click rate. I had less subscribers at the time, but I had 47,168 clicks. That one was amazing for me.
And so when you're talking about scrubbing, how does that process look for people? Like, what does the flow look like? If they don't, what's the if then, right? If they don't open an email.
If they don't open up the four last emails I sent, remove them.
Got it. There's no opportunity or attempt from you to re-engage with them.
You should, but I collect so many emails each day, I don't really care.
Exactly. So I think once you get to the volume that Neil has, we're talking 500K plus, you don't need to worry as much. But I think if you're smaller, you probably should think about, okay, if they don't open, you know, in a 4 day period or four emails, then you might send them an email saying, hey, do you still want to be on this list? If they click this, then they stay on the list. If not, then, you know, they get removed from the list. And you can be a little more sophisticated there, but that's one way of doing it. Neil, do you have anything else to add?
That's the main thing I end up using. Like I can try to tell you there's 50 things on email, but the biggest one is scrubbing and most people don't do that.
Cool. All right. So that is it for today. Everyone go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. Check out the application for the Growth Accelerator virtual event. That's not to say we're not doing the live events. We still are when the timing is right, but check it out. Virtual. All right. See you guys tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.